Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, January 16th. Tesla's stock is getting a new Wall Street high $950 price target, and it's arguably based on a conservative delivery projection. Wedbush analyst Dan Ives is out with a new note to clients today, announcing a price target increase from $715 to $950. The price increase is based on Ives seeing Tesla deliver 1 million vehicles in 2022 and up to 5 million vehicles per year by the end of the decade. Even though that's a new high target, some would say that it's based on conservative delivery projections, especially 1 million cars in 2022, as many believe that Tesla can achieve that this year. Tesla excited 2020 with an annualized production rate of 720,000 vehicles, and it plans to start production at Gigafactory Berlin and Texas this year, adding more to that number. Electrek has learned from sources familiar with the matter that Tesla has instructed employees to sell all Model S and X inventory in stores across all markets. This, of course, leads to the final piece of evidence that we have to conclude personally that Tesla indeed is doing a model refresh for both of those vehicles. Tesla aims to have absolutely no Model S or X in inventory by the end of the month. So far, the new planned update includes a horizontal center display, a smaller instrument cluster, and a focus on higher-end materials inside the vehicles. Tesla is launching its own solar power inverter, which completes the company's home solar offering along with the Powerwall. The new inverter is already being installed with new solar installations, according to new buyers. On their site, Tesla lists some of the key features and specifications. It's built on the Powerwall 2 technology for exceptional efficiency and reliability, Wi-Fi, Ethernet, and cellular connectivity with over-the-air updates, designed to integrate with Tesla Powerwall and Tesla app, and 3.8 kilowatts and 7.6 kilowatt models are available. Tesla claims that a driver is 7 times less likely to be involved with an accident with autopilot enabled. Since 2018, Tesla has been trying to create a benchmark for its improvements in autopilot safety by releasing quarterly reports that compare the number of miles per accident on autopilot versus off autopilot. In the recently released report, the automaker interpreted their data as being 7 times less likely to be involved in an accident with autopilot enabled. However, there's a catch. Tesla appears to come to that number by comparing miles driven in which drivers had autopilot engaged with overall mileage driven between crashes in the U.S. It's actually a flawed way to look at it, since the data shows autopilot is currently being used primarily on the highway, where it's easier to accumulate a lot of mileage without accidents, and then non-autopilot mileage is coming from city driving, where accidents are more likely to occur. So the two data sets can't really be compared fairly. Ford is delaying hundreds of Mustang Mach-E deliveries in order to do additional quality checks after delivering only a handful of vehicles last year. Ford officially started deliveries of the Mach-E last month. However, we recently received reports from several new buyers who were notified that their upcoming deliveries would be delayed. A Ford spokesperson confirmed to Electrek, quote, "As part of our commitment to delivering high-quality vehicles, we are conducting additional quality checks on several hundred Mustang Mach-E models built before dealer shipments started last month. We want to ensure they meet the quality our customers expect and deserve." Now, the automaker didn't elaborate on what prompted those additional checks, but the news is untimely for Ford, whose head of EVs recently criticized Tesla over quality issues. Whoopsie-daisy. As part of a plan to restructure its various brands and become one of the leaders in electrification by 2025, the Renault Group is teaming up with Lotus to design an all-electric successor to the mid-engine Alpine A110. The two manufacturers signed a memorandum of understanding, which isn't legally binding, but nonetheless shows willingness to cooperate. Unfortunately, the only photo that they showcase of the new electric car is just a simple teaser image that shows the headlights. From that, we can discern that the car will likely retain some of the same unique design language that the A110 had possessed since 1963. Lotus has been taking a radical approach to electric vehicles lately with its $2 million Evija supercar. With its 2,000 horsepower all-electric engine, the Evija represents the far end of the spectrum and shows the company's willingness to push the limits of physics. when the new all-electric replacement for the A110 will hit the roads is still yet unknown, and no timeline has been announced. That being said, Lotus has stated that it will enter production by the year 2025. According to a report from Bloomberg, General Motors is considering expanding the Corvette into a family of vehicles, with the first new vehicles being an all-electric crossover SUV with Corvette branding. General Motors designers are reportedly working on several concepts to expand from one model into a whole family of vehicles, and internally the effort is being referred to as Project R. Separately, GM is also working on an electrified powertrain for their traditional Corvette sports car, and details are scarce. But the company has filed for the trademark E-Ray, and we can expect some sort of electric or hybrid Corvette to come out of that. Corvette wouldn't be the first American muscle car brand to add an electric crossover. To the chagrin of loyalists such as my father, Ford has already made the Mustang Mach-E and barely started deliveries, as we covered prior. Complaints from purists didn't stop Porsche either, who already made the electric Taycan, which has been called Porsche's best-selling model. The Volkswagen ID. Buzz, a highly anticipated electric revival of the VW iconic minivan, has been delayed by a year, according to a Volkswagen executive. The German automaker unveiled the ID. Buzz electric microbus in Detroit back in 2017. At first glance, it just looked like one more cool electric vehicle concept that wouldn't realistically make it to market. But even now, the company assures us that that is not the case. Scott Keo, the Volkswagen of America CEO, announced the delay in an interview with Automotive News and said that it would be coming after next year, meaning 2023. According to a filing by the U.S. Department of Justice this week, Toyota will pay a penalty of $180 million for failing to comply with the Clean Air Act's emission reporting requirements from 2005 to 2015. Over that time period, Toyota delayed the required filings about emission defects and failed to inform the EPA about progress on recalls related to emission defects. This resulted in higher emissions, higher costs for consumers, and greater profit for Toyota. Toyota has long fostered an image of environmental responsibility, being one of the first automakers to introduce hybrid vehicles to the road. However, the U.S. fleet includes many trucks and SUVs with above-average emissions, giving them the worst resulting in overall fleet emission targets. Over the 10-year period, Toyota delayed filing 78 emission reports, some of which were sent 8 years late. The company also failed to file 20 emission recall reports and over 200 quarterly updates on emission recalls. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.